Hello, and welcome to Social Media Marketing GPS, a series of American Marketing Association podcasts to help you build a roadmap to social media success. I'm your host, Nancy Bacala, Director of Online Content for the AMA. Today's podcast is the third in a series of podcasts on trends and best practices in social media. Joining me today is our moderator, Toby Bloomberg, President of Bloomberg Marketing and author of a new ebook, Social Media Marketing GPS, A Guide to Social Media, One Tweet at a Time, featuring 40 of today's most influential thought leaders in social media. Toby is a recognized speaker on social media and is a frequent presenter at a number of AMA conferences and events, including Social Media Bootcamp and Digital Centered Marketing. She also serves as moderator of the AMA's Interactive Marketing Online Community. Toby's blog, Diva Marketing, at divamarketingblog.com, is included in the Forbes list of top 20 marketing and social media blogs by women. You can also follow her on Twitter, at Toby Diva. We're also excited to welcome our special guest for today's podcast, Rajesh Lalwani and BL Ackman. Rajesh is the founder and principal of BlogWorks, a consulting firm which provides strategic social media solutions to brands and corporations. He's also the principal coordinator of India Social, a knowledge-focused community around social media. A marketing and communication professional with 16 years of relevant experience, he has crafted marketing, public relations, and digital media strategies for prominent global brands. Besides writing a popular marketing blog focused on bringing out insights, Rajesh regularly writes for prestigious publications. His views on the future of marketing and social media are regularly featured in the media. He is also invited to speak at prominent national and international marketing and communication conferences. He conducts engaging workshops for professionals on subjects of social media concepts and impact communication and branding. He regularly gives guest lectures at universities and enjoys these interactions with his young teachers the most. He serves on committees for trade associations and is a jury member for prestigious marketing awards. A global citizen, Rajesh is presently located in New Delhi, India, but works with clients from across the world. Connect with him at rajesh.lalwani@blogworks.in. BL Ackman is Managing Director of Emerging Media for WPP-owned Proof Integrated Communications. She's a social media pioneer who helps companies integrate social media tools into their communications to engage their audience and increase their sales. She has helped Fortune 500 companies create online strategies since 1996. Her blog, whatsnextblog.com, is one of the Ad Age Power 150 and tracks news and trends in online marketing. Recognized as one of the 25 most influential women in social media, BL created the first blog-only social media campaign and writes frequently about social media in such publications as Ad Age Digital Next, Business Week Online, Media Posts, and others. She's worked with clients including Mayer, IBM, Ford, McGraw-Hill, Budget Car Rental, Simon & Schuster, StacksandStacks.com, and American Greetings to create their online strategy and drive traffic and sales. She also blogs for Ad Age Digital Next, Digiday Daily, and Pawfund.com. Connect with her at whatsnextblog.com. Toby, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Nancy, it's my pleasure. And thanks to you for your support and behind-the-scenes work. It's really appreciated. You know, although marketing may differ based on cultures and target audiences, when it comes to the strategic point of view, I think that marketing norms hold across all types of industries and countries and cultures. And so, BL and Rajesh, it seems pretty appropriate that you were interviewed in Chapter 5, Strategy First. BL is from New York City, and Rajesh, as Nancy mentioned, is in New Delhi, India. So I want to thank you both for making time in your day, and Rajesh, in your night, to share your thoughts on social media. And in keeping In keeping with the short format of a book based on tweets, we're going to try to hold this conversation to about 14 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, but not much. And we're beginning each podcast with a few tweets from the specific chapter that we're discussing, and then we'll expand into a deeper conversation. So I will kick off with my intro, and then BL, would you pick up?
Sure.
And then Rajesh. The essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. Michael Porter. Without strategy, social media marketing is simply a cool cocktail conversation topic and not a business decision, a resource dump. Or, as the title of the Twitter book implies, social media marketing needs a GPS or a roadmap to succeed. For SMM to be perceived as a credible, give it same respect as other marketing strategies and ensure it supports business objectives. Customer focused is not an empty buzz concept when it comes to SM. It is critical to understand and involve your target audience. What if your company's thought in terms of sharing the brand? How would that influence your planning? As in any planning, SM includes a budget process. Don't be caught in the illusion that SM is free. Human capital, time, and finances. Theo?
Okay. Thank you, Toby, for inviting me to be part of this. I just wanted to say one thing, which is that you can follow me on Twitter where I am at What's Next. Somehow I didn't put that in my bio. So my tweets that are part of this chapter say, allow social media to bring about changes in the company, and when problems are identified, change, over-deliver, and delight. Don't hit people over the head with a sales message. Remember, we're all humans talking to other humans. Monitor, measure, refine, take chances, be bold, don't be afraid of failure. Join in, be real, talk like a human being, offer to help people, answer questions, give away intelligence, not intellectual property. Set goals for ROI, benchmark results with current methods, seeing which are getting the most bang for the buck. Develop company-wide corporate guidelines for social media participation. Who can rep the company, how, and when? Are you willing to devote time to achieving social media success? There is no quick social media fix. Results come in the long term. The tools may be free, but it costs money and requires specialized knowledge and experience to create an effective social media campaign. Listen first. Monitor online conversation about the company. Identify major customer concerns and kudos. Where does the audience gather? What social networks do they frequent? How do they use tools that these networks provide? Begin by determining what are your goals, who are you trying to reach, and why. What do you want the interaction to lead to? Be sure everyone in the company is defining social media in the same way. You'll be surprised when you ask for definitions. That's what I had.
Rajesh, up to you.
Thanks, Toby, BL, Nancy, for having me here. It's wonderful how this initiative is shaping up. And you'd asked me what happens when you begin social media marketing without a strategy. The good news is that a lot of businesses are of the opinion that strategy is extremely important, so I hope that not many businesses are thinking of going ahead without strategy. However, the difference between starting social media with or without strategy is really the difference between informal versus casual, where casual means I don't care. In no other marketing or communicational tool do professionals not strategize, figure out need, environment, competition, who to reach, how to reach, goals, measures, risks, guidelines. So then why should social media be any different? Because it's the same precious brands that we handle. When beginning without a strategy, you're really following, you're not leading. You're not prepared for the next step. You're not anticipating. No strategy means that you're not differentiating. You're merely copying what everybody else is doing. So social media becomes a toy. No social media strategy means that the brand is not really ready to act upon feedback, that the back end is not really ready, that you're really paying lip service to using social media. No social media strategy means that you can't measure because you did not set out objectives or goals. Also, it means that you can't celebrate success for the same reason. It means that when you abandon conversations midway, you didn't take into account the repercussions on the brand. No social media strategy means that the blame for not working goes to social media, not to lack of planning. No social media strategy means that you're confused about ROI, not stopping to think that measures actually come from setting objectives. No social media strategy means that social media remains in a silo, not integrating back into the organization or the marketing strategy, into departments or the people. No social media strategy means wastage of resources that could have added value and reach, such as your advertising, public relations, databases, and other channels of marketing and communication. No social media means that you're playing with fire. that you might get burned. No social media strategy means that you'll never get to know if you weren't really made for social media. You just crash landed.
Great. Thank you both. It's interesting to hear tweets read. It takes on a different flavor, and what happens is it seems to me that it's it holds well together, your interviews. Let's start our conversation with something that you mentioned, both of you, in your tweets, and that is, why should social media be any different than any other marketing strategy or marketing tactic when it comes to developing a strategy? Why do you think that people assume you can dive into social media without some pre-prep, without understanding strategic goals and objectives?
Can I answer that, Toby?
Yeah, go ahead.
Social media is not a tactic. It's got to be part of the architecture, and people assume that it is a tactic or a series of tactics, and that's the big mistake. You know, I wrote a blog post about social media being slide 29 syndrome, where, you know, and frankly, this just happened this morning, where an account team comes and says, okay, we have our strategy, add something social to it. That's not how it works. There's no such thing as a social media strategy. There's a business strategy that may involve using social media tools and other emerging media, but it's not a tactic.
Rajesh, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you asked this question to me today. Day before yesterday, I was in Mumbai and in a client meeting, marketing head of a broadcast company asked me, why is it that you think we need a consultant or an expert? Social media is so intuitive. We use it every day. And in some sense, that's perhaps the mistake to make, really. Because we use it every day, because there is no repercussion, so to say, of me as an individual pushing out a message on social media, whether it's a blog post, whether it is a Facebook update, whether it's a tweet, that brands seem to believe, or brand owners or marketers seem to believe it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing. There is a brand involved, there is a reputation involved, and there are consequences. Brands have relationships with a large number of people. People have, and brands live, like we know, in people's mind. There are repercussions of actions that a brand will take. And you need to work towards, and brands are precious, and years have gone into making those brands. I think the mistake that sometimes marketing has made is to equate social media for brands with social media for themselves. But the two are very different. I don't need a strategy as a user to engage in conversations with other users because it's so intuitive. I can speak my mind. But when you get to speak a brand's mind to a large number of audience, many different stakeholders, the need to plan and to figure out what do the associates or stakeholders expect from us, and what is the relationship that we are trying to build here, it becomes important to think through.
Excellent points, both. And you've alluded to this, but let's dive into it a little bit deeper. How do you integrate social media initiatives into that marketing, master marketing, or business initiative? Bial, what do you tell your clients? How do you begin that process?
Well, first of all, we have to determine what our goals are. And once we understand what our goals are, we need to talk about whether the company is open to engage in a two-way conversation. And, you know, also whether they're willing to make the commitment to be involved on a long-term basis. And if the answer to any of those questions are no, then, you know, social media is not going to work for them. But I just want to go back and disagree with something that Rajesh just said. I think you do need a strategy to be involved in social media on a personal basis. I think you have to always be considering your personal brand. And to me, the strategy is
very much a 12 to 1, 12 times you engage with and help other people, and one time you talk about yourself. So I think that's an across-the-board strategy, frankly. But it really is a matter of where are we going to get, in terms of corporate strategy with emerging media, you know, do we have budget? What kind of budget do we have? What kind of resources do we have? What kind of goals do we have? And only then can you talk about how we're going to incorporate social media.
Rajesh, what are you telling your clients?
You know, so speaking from a perspective of India and how social media is evolving as we see it here, is as the medium becomes more impactful, there is an obvious interest that brand owners or marketers or CEOs start to take in the medium. And suddenly, we are seeing there is a shift from a fringe tool to now integral to the business need. And the entire perspective then changes. For a marketer, the question of, okay, how does this impact awareness of my brand? What's the role that social media will play at pre-purchase? What's the impact that it has on intent to purchase? Okay, until yesterday, once a customer had bought a product, he was out of my cycle. But in fact, the customer now comes back and gets back into the cycle the moment he purchases, because he's now able to influence other potential buyers. So suddenly, it becomes important to integrate social media into discussions and strategic aspects as far as marketing as an overall subject is concerned. And we are seeing that change slow but surely coming in. The interest is coming from top down. People are beginning to look at social media. Sorry?
To a large degree, there's this sort of GMOOT syndrome, you know, get me one of those. I need to have social media the same way that companies said 10 or 15 years ago, I need to have a website. And, you know, unless you can align with your business goals, I agree with you, everything you said about the customer, you know, continuing to have a relationship and being able to influence other purchasers. But if you want to have a Twitter feed and all you want to do is use it to broadcast your press releases or to broadcast your specials, I say you're not ready to be involved with Twitter. So it's a very, you know, there's huge interest, but there's small understanding at this point. I think that as professionals, we need to play an educational role, and we need to present case studies and explain both the you know, the opportunities and the pitfalls. And the key thing for me that I want clients to understand is that this is a long-term commitment, not a quick fix.
So I think I agree with what BL is saying, and I think it's the same journey here. We've seen a shift now from clients, large organizations seeking merely an understanding of concepts and theories, to now seek more empirical evidence in terms of numbers and what's the impact that it's actually having on the ground. But also on the one side, while the adoption is increasing and social media is going mainstream, in fact, what I also see happen is that it's also becoming a little more like traditional media in some sense, where ROI is getting measured by number of leads, which was not the case, say, 2 years ago, when conversations were the measure, or the tonality was the measure, or influence was the measure. But in some sense, we are seeing social media becoming more traditional, where measurement is beginning to get, or there's a demand from the marketer to measure by leads generated rather than by number of conversations and engagement and the depth of that engagement and the tone of that engagement and so on.
But what's really misunderstood now is that there are maybe 100 different ways to measure social media. They're simply not the same measures as you use to measure traditional media.
And as people begin to understand that and companies begin to delve into it and understand the sophistication, as you both said, the impact both to the brand, to the consumer, and also to the enterprise, I think we're going to see some interesting changes internally as well. And I think our time is about up, so before we say ciao, would you be able to tell people where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter, and on Twitter I'm at What's Next, and my blog is whatsnextblog.com, and you can also find me at Ad Age Digital Next.
And Rajesh, where do we find you?
Well, you can find me by searching me on Google, but easier still, you can just find me on twitter.com/Rajesh Talwani, that's R-A-J-E-S-H. L-A-L-W-A-N-I.
And Rajesh,
I'll be happy to connect with you.
And how do you say thank you in your language?
We say thank you in different ways, but one of the simplest in Hindi is by saying Dhanyavad. In Urdu, it would be Shukriya. And in English, it's plain simple, thank you.
And with that, we'll toss it back to Nancy.
Well, thank you all for your great insights on strategy. Certainly a lot of good points for some of the clients out there who are looking to maximize on social media today. We've been talking to Toby Bloomberg, Rajesh Lalwani, and BL Ackman. Thank you all for joining us, and thank you for listening to this edition of our AMA Social Media Marketing GPS podcast series. I hope it's been a good learning and listening experience for you. Look for information on other upcoming podcasts in the social media series by visiting marketingpower.com/podcasts. Make sure you sign up for the RSS feed on Marketing Power so you're aware of all the podcast series available to you. You can download Toby Bloomberg's ebook, Social Media Marketing GPS, A Guide to Social Media One Tweet at a Time, by visiting divamarketingblog.com or the Social Media Podcast Series page on Marketing Power at marketingpower.com/social media. Until next time, I've been your host, Nancy Bacala. Thanks so much for joining us.